At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas Rangers have opened a preliminary inquiry into the sexual assault scandal at Baylor University. Tom Vinger with Texas DPS yesterday told the Texas Tribune the investigative unit's working with the McLennan County Prosecutor's Office to determine if further action's needed. The U.S. Education Department's Civil Rights Office is already investigating whether Baylor violated Title IX, which prohibits discrimination based on sex. The school's also facing multiple civil lawsuits from rape victims. Baylor says it would cooperate with the Rangers' inquiry. The next Dallas Theater Center season will include two world premieres, a 50th anniversary revival of the musical Hair, and a new LBJ drama. Jerome Weeks reports.
The Dallas Theater Center's next season opens with the world premiere of Miller, Mississippi. It tracks one family during the civil rights struggles of the 1960s. Immediately following is the famous tribal free love musical Hair, with its anti-war protests. Later, the Theater Center will team up again with Houston's Alley Theater to present The Great Society. In it, President Lyndon Johnson struggles to fight both the Vietnam War and his war on poverty, only to have the country come apart. If all this reminds you of some of our current political turmoil, you're not mistaken. DTC Artistic Director Kevin Moriarty.
We're at a moment right now where the nation, the right and the left, doesn't trust the official voices of authority. In my adult lifetime, I've never experienced anything like this. And when I look to the analog, it seems to me to be 1968.
The season also includes a world premiere drama about Sam Houston, when the Texas governor was at odds with his own state over secession. But perhaps the season's most significant show will be Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale. It continues Public Works Dallas. That's the theater's new project to bring hundreds of ordinary Dallasites from different communities on stage with professional actors.
Public Works represents a new long-term commitment from Dallas Theater Center to embed ourselves in our community to collaborate with all of our citizens.
The first play in the Public Works project will be The Tempest this weekend at the Wiley Theater. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
The complete DTC lineup's at artandseek.org. South Asia has one of the biggest film industries in the world. Films from that region will show in North Texas this weekend as part of the DFW South Asian Film Festival. Our big screen team has a preview.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're joined by Jitin Hingarani and Ambika Dev of the DFW South Asian Film Festival. Thanks you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Opening night, which is Friday night, you're showing a film called A Billion Color Story, which is actually a black and white English language film from India. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, I think, given what's happening in our country right now when it comes to racism, immigration, just the rhetoric around these issues, we thought it was very poignant and appropriate to show a film about an 11-year-old half-Hindu, half-Muslim boy who is dealing with religious intolerance growing up in Mumbai.
You mentioned what's going on in the country. I'm wondering if the travel ban has had any effect on being able to get filmmakers here, on potential filmmakers saying, well, what's going on over there?
Actually, luckily for us, all of our filmmakers that were supposed to come have come, except there was one who was having a bit of a problem. He was supposed to come with his team, and he has a team with a couple Muslim people on it, and they weren't able to secure their visas to come into the U.S. So unfortunately, because of that, he wasn't able to. But one of our filmmakers came directly from Pakistan. He's the director for The Journey Within, which is one of the documentaries that we're showing. And thank God he made it through okay. So we're happy about that.
I wanted to ask you about Lion, actually, which is a story of a young Indian man looking for his family. Is there a reason to think that interest in maybe that film might draw some interest into other stories of South Asian characters?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, the fact that Lion, just like Slumdog Millionaire, also starring Dev Patel, did so well at the Oscars, we know that the focus is on India and stories from India, which we hope will help our festival. But I also want to say that this theme of adoptions from India is actually a very important theme this year in film, because our centerpiece film, Koya, deals with a very similar story as Lion. It's a Canadian Indian who goes back to India in search of his birth parents, and he was adopted in Canada.
You're showing three short films that fall under what you're billing your Indo-Pak block. India and Pakistan, of course, have a complicated relationship. Is there something that you're trying to accomplish by showing these films together?
Well, this year is actually the 70th anniversary of India and Pakistan's independence. So we have this group of films from India and Pakistan. We're just kind of showing how they kind of fall together. And it's actually a really fun block to watch.
And just to add to that a little bit, you know, the Indo-Pak programming actually came out of the Zeal for Unity initiative. ZTV, which is, you know, like CNN for India. ZTV came up with this initiative called Zeal for Unity, where they asked six Pakistani directors and six Indian directors to make films which would be paired together to show specifically at film festivals. And these are the three that we decided would be the strongest to show side by side. And we've curated them in such a way where they actually tell a very interesting story about the relationship between India and Pakistan. And the director, Mehreen Jabbar, who's made the Pakistani film, she's actually going to be at our festival doing the Q&A with us. So we're very excited to showcase this programming for the first time.
Could you name a film or two that you think might have a chance to break out?
I definitely think that film is going to be our opening night film, A Billion Color Story. The way the story is told through an 11-year-old boy's perspective really makes you think about, if this 11-year-old kid can think like this, why can't we as adults, and why can't our countries think more like this kid can? So I really think that's going to be our big breakout film of the year.
Jitin Hingorani and Ambika Dev, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. You can see the schedule for this weekend's South Asian Film Festival at artandseek.org.